Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Pastor Lenny, and no, I'm not with Lori today. I'm with my father-in-law, Roger LaShawn, and it's Friday. I want to start out by telling you how much I love you, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I thank you for everything you do for me, for Lori, for this ministry. You guys are awesome and wonderful, and I want to put in a plug for this Sunday. This Sunday, I will be in Tampa, but we have someone in the church, Caprice Guarino, and she's going to be taking over for me, and she is anointed, and she brings the word of grace. So, you know, if you're in the area, visit us live. You'll be glad you did. So anyway, like I said, I'm here today, not with Lori, but with Lori's dad. And you can see I have a Superman shirt on. That's not because I'm Superman, okay? But it's because one of my heroes, Jesus, lives inside of me. And that is why I wear this shirt. People tell me they love my shirt, and I'll let them know. Well, I'm not Superman. I wear it to signify my hero, Jesus, who lives inside me, who is a hero. So I have two living heroes, okay? One is Jesus, and the second one is my father-in-law. I have watched him. I've married for 39 years, but I probably know him for 45 years. And I have watched him. And he walks his talk. You know, there's not too many people who walk the talk, you know, who are living examples, who do it, you know, they preach it, but they do it. And I have watched him, like I said, for 45 years, very closely for the last 39. And so I asked him to come and join me, and I asked him if he would allow me to ask him some questions and answer them, because I want you to see what it takes to be a hero. All right? First of all, I want to say, Dad, how old are you?
87.
87, and you're going to be 88 soon?
Yes, August the 3rd.
This is amazing. And as I visit him, I look at all the projects he has done and continues to do. He's always building. He's always working on something. He reminds me of God. You know why he reminds me of God? Because you find a piece of wood, right?
Yeah.
And in that piece of wood, you see something.
Yeah, that's true.
And then he creates something spectacular out of it, something beautiful. And that's just how God looks at us. We look at ourselves and we see, you know, an ugly piece of wood.
Yeah.
But he looks at us, God looks at us, and sees something beautiful. So he's going to be 88, and he's active, he takes walks. It's my hero. And I wanted to ask him a few questions. So you're 88, right?
Yes.
How many of those years have you known the Lord? Or has the, you know, well, the Lord has known you all 88, but how many of those years have you known him?
66.
66? Year, we got to get off that six number and make it 67 real quick.
Well, it was in 57 that I.
Wow.
1957.
Wow. And since 1957 till today, he's been walking with the Lord. Now, when I'm here, okay, I always ask, where is he? What's he doing? And I'm always told he's in his room, he's reading. In those 66 years, how important was it for you to have your time with the Lord? No distractions, your time with the Lord and the Word.
Well, it's a matter of believing the Word. Before I received Christ, I was in the flesh.
Right.
When I receive Christ now, you're not in the flesh, you're in the Spirit. And it's you're not trying to live half in the world and half in the Spirit. It's all the way or nothing. It's that's the way it works.
And so because of that,
yeah,
I would watch, and he's still there, he's still studying, he's still reading. Yeah, the importance of the Word of God.
Well, I'm retired now, and I have more time to spend with God. But God, why does God love us?
Uh-huh.
He does.
Right.
And he wants to fellowship and walk with us.
Wow.
Fellowship and walk with us. It's the same as Adam and Eve. It hasn't changed. Amen. He wants to spend time with you and I, walking and talking.
Amen.
With God. Even
the ugly piece of wood.
He takes an ugly piece of wood and transforms it.
Amen.
This is the blessing that God gives us, yes.
Now, here's another reason why he's my hero. The Bible says, husbands, love your wives like Christ loved the church and gave his life for. I have watched him love my mother-in-law. Jesus is number one, but his wife is number two. Before his church, before his children, before anything else, I've watched his care and his love and his concern and his taking care of her over and over and over again. So how many years have you been married?
62. Oh,
wait a second.
Yeah.
You've known
him. Six in there.
Okay, so you've known the Lord 66 years?
Yes, yes.
And you've been married 62 years. So that means you came into the relationship, you know, you were both Christians. So you've been married 62
years.
So now I want to ask you something. Because I remember going to the a crusade, like it was called the Bill Gothard Crusade. And he was giving marriage advice, marriage counseling. And the man was single. He didn't know what it was like to sleep, you know, be sleeping in the same bed with someone else by, you know, sharing the same bathroom sink or stuff like that, you know. So what do you attribute 62 years of a solid, wonderful, awesome relationship to?
The Word of God. When you get married, you go from one to two.
Amen.
The two are one. And this is the same when you receive Christ, you go from flesh to spirit. One.
Amen.
One. You're one with the Lord. Amen.
I like that. That's awesome. So you wouldn't treat yourself badly. You wouldn't cause harm to your own self. So because you're one, you're going to treat her as you would want to be treated. You love her as you would want to be loved. You love her with the love of God. And you're one. So you have no agendas. You have...
Oh, you know, I have an agenda.
You have an agenda.
Oh, yeah.
Like what? Well, come on, I have to hear this.
My wife and I are one.
Right.
When you receive Christ, you're one with Christ. Therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, they are a one.
Gotcha.
And so...
So what I meant is that, is like you don't have an agenda in that... I'm going to be nice to her
so she
makes my favorite meal. Oh, I'm going to be nice to her because I need some, you know, some of the clothes that I need right now. They're in the dirty clothes. They need to be, you know, so you don't have an agenda to do something to get something. You just do because you have that love of Christ in you and because you're one.
Well, you see, an agenda. I have an agenda.
Right.
It is to be one with
Amen.
Christ.
There you
one
go.
One with the Lord. One, the Father gave us Jesus, and Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit.
Woo. Amen. Awesome.
It doesn't get much better than that.
Amen. And I also know that my wife loves the Lord. I know your one son, Lee Robert, loves the Lord, and I know Roger Carlton loves the Lord. So you have raised three children who all love the Lord and who all serve the Lord. I know you set the example, but I also know from knowing my wife that as soon as they were in church every Sunday, they were in church. How important was that to you to make sure your children were in church?
Well, it's important for me to be in church. Where I am, my wife is, and where my wife is, my children are.
That's great. That's a great answer. That's better than I anticipated. Because a lot of people don't understand it's important that I be in church.
Oh, yes.
That's a great answer. You know that? If it's important for me to be in church, it's important for me to take my wife with me to church. And if it's important for us to be in church, it's important for my children to be in church. There couldn't be a better answer. Now, I have to ask you this question. I don't know too many people, you know, who are completely, I'm talking about completely debt-free. I don't know too many people. I don't know too many people whose mortgages are paid, whose cards are paid off. I don't know too many people who can walk into a dealership and laugh at the salesman when he says, how will you be financing? And he says, well, will the one payment plan work? And I've just watched, God bless you financially. He's amazing. So I hope you don't mind sharing. What do you believe is your financial blessings, your financial prosperity? Where has that stemmed from?
When you read the Old Testament, the most prosperous and well-to-do was God's children, and has not changed.
Wow.
He told me in 1980 to start investing in certain things, and we're if God tells you to do something and you do it, you're blessed. That's his.
So like, you don't give and you don't tithe or anything like that.
Where did you get that? No, I tithe. But what I do is I follow the word of God. Give not grudgingly nor of necessity.
Wow.
For God loveth a cheerful giver.
Wow.
And give cheerfully. But giving God the okay for your whole life and everything, walk and talk with God. It is difficult, because we're in the short time that we've walked in the flesh, we like that.
Right.
But when you receive Christ, wow, you have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who, the word, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. So we have to depend on God a little bit now, completely.
Amen. And you showed that to him by putting your finances in his hands. And I've watched him too. I've watched him over the last 39 years, and I could say this, one thing differently about him also, that many of us fall into the trap of, you know, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride, you know, whatever that goes, and we'll see something we want, you know, and we can't afford it, and we don't really need it, and we buy it. I've watched discipline here over 39 years, like, you know what, it's nice, but I don't need it, and I don't want it. And number one, I am not going to take any loans out to get it. And he lived by that. And if he did find something that he did want and did like, as far as I know, it was the one payment plan. So I learned a lot from that, but not as much as I should have. If I would have listened to him or followed him, Lori and I would be walking in a lot more faith. Well, we are favored, but we would be walking in a lot more of the fruit than we now are, but the fruit is coming, which is awesome. So well, now, yeah.
Pastor Lenny, the James 1:4 says, if we want wisdom, ask God. And Matthew 7:7, ask, seek, and knock. If we do it, God will bless us. If we don't, we can do whatever we want, whenever we want.
It's So you just believe, you believe that Bible, you believe that Word of God.
It works if you work.
All right, so now we want to end this with just you sharing one or two of your favorite verses for everybody.
Well, the Word of God, yes. Yeah, it works if you work it. There's words, receive, activate, focus. So if you focus on God, you're going to be blessed. If you activate what you've got, if you don't activate, it doesn't do it. It doesn't work.
Right.
But Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path.
That's pretty
cool. So when you commit the day to the Lord and ask him, is he faithful to direct you? Yes, yes. Well, wow, well, I know. You just get up and step off, and God will direct your steps. He does that.
Amen.
He gives us the mind of his mind and his spirit. He is a spirit, and he is love.
Amen.
And if you got love, Satan is trying to take that away from you and redirect your mind. Focus on God.
Amen. So how do you even read that Bible with all the markings and all the underlining and all the notes and stuff like that? This is a man who reads the Word of God.
Well,
and this is it's amazing.
You can. I've read the Word from Genesis to Revelation. Well, whoopee. But when God takes the Word and gives me the Rhema word, in other words, Rhema what word. It means.
Amen.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, we have to focus on, I am in Christ.
Amen.
And if I'm in Christ, I'm in God. And if I'm in God, I am in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
But now, take advantage of that and walk and talk.
Amen.
With God.
All right. That's awesome.
That's awesome. An addiction that's that amazing. Is good.
and there's no hangovers with that
no,
addiction.
No hangovers.
None. And you can't get arrested for overuse. Well, maybe in some countries. I don't know. But anyway, that's a powerful. Do you have one more verse? You keep on quoting this any man be in Christ verse. So do you have one more verse that you can share?
I'm looking.
It's a matter
of
just. It
depends on what God shows me, because we're not always focusing and I'm struggling with the same problem.
Gotcha.
But God shows us, and when he shows us something, to me that is that is awesome.
The Rhema word, where he brings revelation to you. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
There's the Logos, the written word. It's there, but he has to make the Rhema come alive to you, and then you believe it, and you speak it, and you act on it. All right. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this Friday with my father-in-law, and I know he's been a blessing to me, and I hope that today was a blessing to you. Walk in your blessings. We love you. All right.